afternoon, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is brought to you by Sanilac Medical Care Facility, where care is not just a service, but a heartfelt commitment to a better quality of life. Michigan's top law enforcement official is warning residents about a rise in investment scams spreading across social media platforms. Attorney General Dana Nessos's fraudulent schemes are increasingly appearing on sites like Facebook, Instagram, and WhatsApp, often using fake ads and manipulated videos to appear legitimate. Many scams promise high or guaranteed returns and may even feature well-known public figures without their consent. Officials say these schemes commonly include the so-called pump and dump operations, where scammers inflate the value of stocks or cryptocurrency before selling off and leaving investors with losses. Others involved building trust with victims over time, encouraging them to invest through fake platforms that ultimately block withdrawals and demand additional fees. Nessel urges residents to be cautious of unsolicited investment offers, especially those that pressure quick decisions, require cryptocurrency payments, or move conversations to private messaging apps. Consumers are also advised to independently verify financial advisors and be wary of any opportunity that seems too good to be true. Anyone who believes they may have been targeted or victimized is encouraged to report the incident to the Federal Trade Commission or the Michigan Attorney General's office. And in Caro, the Caro Area District Library has been awarded a national grant aimed at improving accessibility for rural communities. The library is one of 300 across the country selected for the American Library Association's Libraries Transforming Communities Initiative. The program supports small and rural libraries in better serving people with disabilities. Caro's award includes $10,000, which will be used to replace an outdated entrance ramp. The current ramp, built in the late 1970s, does not meet modern accessibility standards under the Americans with Disabilities Act. Library officials say the upgrade comes after feedback from patrons, including a wheelchair user who noted the ramp is too steep and narrow for safe use. As part of the program, staff will also complete training on leading community discussions, then host a public conversation focused on improving physical access to the library. Residents interested in participating are encouraged to contact the library directly. The grant is part of a nationwide effort led by the American Library Association in partnership with the Association for Rural and Small Libraries, to help libraries expand their role as an initiative community spaces. When we come back after the Sanilac Medical Care Facility sponsor message, we'll continue with our local news.
Are you searching for the perfect place where your loved ones can receive not only care, but genuine attention? The Sanilac Medical Care Facility is more than just a place. It's a welcoming home for your loved ones to receive the highest quality of care and the best quality of life with both short-term and long-term care available. This is Nicole from the Sanilac Medical Care Facility in Sandusky. At Sanilac Medical Care Facility, we go beyond standard care. We have on-site speech therapy, physical therapy, and occupational therapy. The Sanilac Medical Care Facility is a welcoming home that offers comprehensive care all under one roof. Visit sanilacmedicalcare.com or give us a call at 810-648-3017 to learn more about how the Sanilac Medical Care Facility can serve the needs of your loved ones. Your loved ones deserve the best.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Once again, my name is John Curdy, and continuing with our local news, the Michigan State Police from the Caro Post are investigating a serious injury crash that happened Friday afternoon, April 4th, at the intersection of Deckerville Road and Herd's Corner Road in Tuscola County. Troopers say a 20-year-old woman from Owendale was stopped at a stop sign on Hurd's Corner Road when she entered the intersection and collided with a westbound pickup truck driven by a 20-year-old man from Mayville. The pickup struck the passenger side of the car, sending it off the road and into the front porch of a home at the northwest corner of the intersection. All three people in a car, the driver and two male passengers, ages 23 and 21, were seriously injured and taken to a local hospital. The pickup driver was also seriously hurt and transported for treatment. A 21-year-old woman riding in the truck suffered critical injuries and was taken to a hospital outside the area. A 2-year-old child in the vehicle was treated for minor injuries and later released. The crash remains under investigation. For the complete news stories, weather, obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy. A Net News Update was brought to you by Sanilac Medical Care Facility, where care is not just a service, but a heartfelt commitment to a better quality of life.